This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. So Derek's a pretty good case study of the pressures of our collective new reality, right? From tech to banking to marketing to education, if you've got a white-collar job, you are more likely than not to be working from home right now. And there are lots of goods about it. No commute, you can get laundry done and usually be more productive, all while doing your bit to fight a global pandemic. But the circumstances right now are a bit unique, yeah? From the Workplace Culture Desk, Marketplace's Megan McCarty-Carino has more now on the stresses of staying in.
Workplace distractions have reached a new level at Eric Chesilski's house.
A lot of my time is spent on the phone, and there's kids in the background screaming, yelling, and trying to get your attention.
He works in sales for a tech company in Cleveland and is now working from a card table set up in his basement with a one-year-old and four-year-old at home.
Guess what, Dad?
What?
Can we do something prettier?
Yeah, when Daddy's done working.
But at least his kids are young enough that he doesn't have to worry about their schoolwork, like Los Angeles mom Sonia Kang and millions of other parents around the country where schools have shut down.
You know that show, Are You Smarter Than a Fifth Grader? It just made me realize how hard, you know, teaching is.
Kang is juggling fifth grade math tests for her son and high school reading assignments for her daughter as she tries to run her own online clothing business. She's pretty much shifted her own work to the evenings. But she says she actually feels more clear-headed and productive just knowing her kids are home.
I was a bit anxious knowing that my children were out there and how many touch points they possibly are going through on a typical day.
Less sanguine is Allison Landa, a freelance writer in Berkeley, California, who was not thrilled when her husband and four-year-old son invaded her workplace.
My family is about to kill each other.
She and her husband have both set up in the living room of their two-bedroom apartment.
I think we're doing it wrong, right? To put it mildly, if, you know, he's on the couch, I'm on the easy chair. My son is kind of everywhere he wants to be.
Teresa Douglas, a longtime remote worker and author of the guidebook Working Remotely, says clearly communicating boundaries is so important.
It is surprisingly difficult to avoid interrupting people that you can see.
For those who can't put a physical barrier between themselves and their housemates, she suggests a visual cue, like putting on a certain jacket or a hand signal that means do not interrupt. And for those with young kids at home,
picking somebody who's going to be the designated interruptee. So from 2 to 4, the kid comes in, he's yours. From 9 to 12, I'm the one that is going to answer all of those questions and get the snacks.
Even adult relationships experience new pressures when our working patterns change, says Boston psychologist Kate King.
There are ways that work meets our needs that we're not often even aware of until we're away from work.
Missing out on the casual socializing, the sense of validation from coworkers, or the healthy time away from a partner can put extra stress on a relationship.
There's a bunch of stuff you never talked about and you never had to talk about. And now you would be well served by having those conversations.
Like, who's going to be responsible for all the dishes that are piling up now that people are eating every meal at home? Or how much alone time you need to focus on work? I'm Megan McCarty-Carino for Marketplace.